Could you say something about the musk, since you're one of the few people that actually photographed Baba with the musk?
Well, sir, what can I tell you about the musk?
Well, what did you do at that time? What was your duties?
Serve them, what, do whatever Baba told us to do, give them a bath or give them clothes or feed them or whatever that be. Generally, these duties, this duty was given to Baidul, Sidhu, and others. I very rarely came into the picture, but if I came in, I would do exactly what he told me. I wouldn't try to go near the must and try to handle him. You never did that. No. The business was strictly between the master and the disciple. So the duty was given to Baidul and Sidhu, so they would do it. If Sidhu asked me to help him, I'd help him. That's the point, you see. But now, you asked me about...
photographing Baba with the must. You know, how did the occasion come on?
You see, the thing is this. Photographing Baba or any time, any incident, any situation, when Baba saw the camera in my hand, either he would allow or he would disallow. So, naturally then, during that time, outsiders, say Milan and Pandey and others were not there and I was taking the pictures, Baba would allow me to take the pictures. Sometimes he would say no. But I would be careful of these masks, you know, they might flare up and they might break my camera or something. So I would see their moods. You got to know the moods of these masks. If they have become fiery, yes, you be careful. You don't go near them. Because Baba had enjoined strictly that never, never irritate any must. Never, never get any must excited. They are like children. Grant you, they get excited. They might hit you. They might spit on you. Don't retaliate. Don't try to restrain them or retaliate. Take what is given to you. So, knowing that, I would take my camera and... Well, if Baba didn't have a desire that I should not photograph, he would tell me. Otherwise, I would keep on taking pictures of musk. And of course, I would just watch out my head and see whether this musk will fly at me or not, you know. Generally, they were cool, all of them. See, after meeting Baba, you know, oh yeah, they were intensely happy. Intensely happy. They were not fiery and... I just cannot describe, although there is a picture here, you know, of a musk whom I asked a question which I should not have asked, but I did. He was in a small cubby, a small room there. And I really can tell you that I just cannot explain his agonies. He was like a fish out of water. He couldn't sit for a single second. With rest. He was just, what you say, sighing. Ah, like this, restless here, you know. So seeing his restlessness, some itch came into me and I said, Baba, you see, you address all these masters, Baba, what is happening to you? He says, my friend, what should I tell you? You won't be able to understand what's going on inside me. He told me so, how should I explain it? He told me so kindly. You won't understand what's going on here. That I could understand from the expression of his face that he was just burning, he was in agony. You got to see him. In like manner, that's all I can say now today. Muhammad is in agony, I can definitely tell you. Look at his face is haggard. His eyes are tearful. So you just cannot say what that is. So,
did Baba give you any hint what he was doing with the musk? When he would gather them?
Well, I'll say that once we took the liberty of asking him a question, something like that, he says, what should I say? He was in a very good mood, it was in this hall. Only thing I can say is they love me and I love them. I cannot tell you. I cannot express anything beyond that. They are my lovers, and I love them. Well, draw your own conclusions. He is the eternal beloved of these people, and he has come to give them push. And he did, as in the case of Muhammad, as in the case of everybody. Eric explains to me about a mass, an old man, where Baba, I was not there, but far up north somewhere, he was housed in the home of a man who used to believe in. He had a habit of washing the house a number of times a day. You just call for pani and you say, just wash the house. That's all. So Baba goes and sees him. After contact, he just told Baba. He wouldn't let Baba go. Baba wants to go since the work is finished. He wouldn't let Baba go. Baba being silent, he tells Eris, tell him to let him go. So Baba says, please Baba, that is to that must, let my brother go. He keeps laughing. Looks at Baba's face. He says, go and tell him again. Baba says, tell him again. Identity of Baba during the tours was not to be given. Baba says, say brother, that's all. You are on a tour, we are going on a pilgrimage, don't say I am Baba. So we used to call our elder brother. Mm-hmm. But even then we could not deceive the people, you know, seeing that all this mandali standing attention is respecting this particular man, this man must be somebody. Mm-hmm. Now when we said that he is our brother, one is a Hindu, other is a Christian, that's what is a Parsi, and he says, I is my brother, you say he is my brother. Whose brother is he? You see? But that man would be satisfied knowing fully well, but who is he? Where are you going? All right, never mind about that. So, Eris again said, please, let go my brother. He just laughed. Laugh, he is extremely happy. Then he says, then Baba tells Eris to tell the mast that for God's sake, relieve my brother. So Eris translates in Hindustani, he says, for God's sake, please relieve my brother. He says, for God's sake, here is God. Here is, that's what I am looking at. What are you talking? Then ultimately he left Baba and went away. So in another case, Savak Kotwal told me, one must have staying out far in the jungles. And Baba contacted him, and all of a sudden he started shouting, I found God in the jungles. I found God in desolation, sort of. Jungle mein khuda mil gaya. And he actually shouted when Baba contacted him, you see. Oh, that's what I can give you the information about this Mas and Baba. And Baba said, I love them, they love me. That's all right. That's the best I can do. I think, I'm sure you ask Eris, your friend or anybody, that's the best he can give you, that's all.
Did you help?
He was for them and they were for him.
Did you help Dr. Duncan much with this book?
No, sir. Nobody helped him. Dr. Duncan wrote it by himself. Only I gave him the pictures and I gave him the time and year and must and names and what not. Your names I have forgotten. But I gave him the time and must and everything. And of course he would just ask Eris and Pendu and others, you know. He took my, borrowed my pictures, that's all. No, he wrote it by himself. And that was in Mahabaleshwar. I heard, I didn't see him write, but he was writing in Mahabaleshwar, I think.